You are not alone. Lamentations chapter 3. Have you ever felt like you were the only one God refused to rescue? Against me alone he turns his hand. Even when I cry out, pleading for help, he shuts out my prayer. He has bent his bow and used me as a target for his arrows. I've heard similar words come from many people over the years. Sometimes the future seems so unbearable that we would rather be forgotten than to feel like the object of God's anger. It seems like everyone walking in faith is receiving grace and mercy except for you. You may slip into depression asking, why am I the only person God can't love? You're not alone. Thousands of years ago it was written, I have been so deprived of peace, I have so forgotten what happiness is, that I think, my strength is gone, and so is my hope in Adonai, the Lord. It's a pitiful state of mind, but God does not arbitrarily torment or punish human beings. The word says that it's good for us to bear the consequences of our foolishness in our youth. We should not complain about punishment for our sins. Father, in allowing us to sink under the weight, is teaching us to fully submit to His authority over our lives. He may cause grief, but he will take pity. There is still something to hope in, that the grace of Adonai is not exhausted, that his compassion has not ended. On the contrary, they are new every morning. Each day is a fresh start, another reason to thank God he gave you one more day. If depression has been camping in your life, turn your heart to God and have hope again, because Adonai is good to those waiting for him. When he is all you have, he is all you need. Someone in your life needs to know there is still hope. Share the good news.